This is the glacier that sent forth the many tongues, or ice lobes, which carved out the present-day lakes, great and small. During its retreat, the North American system of Great Lakes was produced. Eurasian geologists have very accurately deduced the various stages of this development and have correctly surmised that these bodies of water did, at different times, empty first into the Mississippi Valley, then eastward into the Hudson Valley, and finally by a northern route into the St. Lawrence. It is 37,000 years since the connected Great Lakes system began to empty out over the present Niagara route.